Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. We have an intercessor who ever liveth to make intercessions for us. The Christian has an eternal intercessor, and that is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, who ever liveth to make intercession for us. We have eternal life, so we have need for an eternal intercessor. Now, the Lord, of course, tells us this, that Christ died about 2,000 years or so ago, and he ever liveth to make intercessions for us. You know, why do we need an intercessor? Well, you know the story of Job, how that Job was a man who did what was right. He had a sensitivity to the will of God and the mind of God. He wanted to please the Lord. He wanted his family to please the Lord. He wanted all of his deeds to glorify God. And yet there is this wicked one who walks up and down in the earth making accusations of Job to God, saying the reason why Job is serving the Lord is because God is paying him. The Lord is providing goodness for him. And after all, What is he going to get for loving you and obeying you? You're going to be good to him, and you're going to prosper him. That was Satan's charge. Well, Satan didn't think that Job would serve the Lord if all that Job had was taken from him. All of the property and his children, his health, was taken from him. Satan thought, well, what more can a man want? Power and property and prestige, take away those things, and why, he'll curse God. Even God he'll curse if he doesn't have those things. Well, Job's prestige and his power and his property, all of these things were taken from him, and he still served and loved the Lord. The accuser of the brethren made the accusation, but the Lord strengthened Job even during this time. Think also of this, that we're saved is not an afterthought with God. Oh, I didn't know he was going to be in my family. No, the Lord doesn't do that. The Lord is the one who placed you in his family, and he knew fully what you would be like and what your needs would be before he saved you. He knew what your frailties were before he saved you, and he still has saved you by your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it is the judge who has redeemed the guilty one. Now, as the judge, he could not say, let the guilty go free without adequate and sufficient payment for the sins of the one who sinned. He had to offer up himself. See, he's the high priest who received the offering of the Lamb of God, and he himself is the Lamb of God. And he had to offer up himself. Now, he's the one who judges our works, and he is the righteous judge, and he has already said, without him we can do nothing. And therefore, we have done what we do for him in his power. Nothing outside of that realm will ever measure up to God's holy demands. So Satan, as an accuser of the brethren, was cast down. But we do need an intercessor also, because Satan will accuse us unto the brethren. He will accuse the brethren to the brethren. He will accuse not only the brethren to the brethren, but he will accuse you unto yourself. And you need someone who will plead your cause. You're no match in your own strength against the devil. See, the tempter is there to, he will do many things to try to oppose us. He has desired to sift Peter, and you're no different. But the Lord says, I've prayed for you. The Lord interceded for Peter, and he intercedes for us, even though we have eternal life, and we are kept by the power of God. Be encouraged afresh today to know that the Lord is not going to leave you out here alone when you've failed and you've grieved his heart. He still loves you. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.